Welcome to Swedish MSDN TV. Today I'm really, really glad to have Ivar Jakobsson here. And we will talk about what he do these days and so such things. And probably you know that Ivar is the one of the fathers of UML and RAPS. So welcome, Ivar.
Thank you.
And Ivar, what do you do these days?
I travel around the world. So a couple of things I do. And one thing is that I travel a lot to meet people. I think it's through the meeting of people that you get a lot of reward, a lot of satisfaction, and you learn a lot. So I probably spend 60-70% of my time meeting people. And so I travel around the world, and I see, and the world for me is where we actually have offices in my company. We have offices in 9 countries. So China, Australia, Singapore. In Europe, we have Sweden, UK, and we are operating in several countries in Europe. We are in the United States, and that's basically what I do. But this meeting with customers is more like some kind of high-level consulting, or I give presentations, and that's not only with customers. I give probably 20 keynotes per year around the world, and so that is kind of presentation. It's working with people. Now, what kind of development do we do, and what interest do I have in this development? So the first thing we're doing is actually we identified 4 or 5 years ago a new way of describing a complete methodology, not only one methodology, but deal with methodologies as in general. So for instance, rational unified process consists of a number, say 7, 8, 9, 10 practices. The problem with this is that all these practices are nested, so you cannot take out one. And
you have to buy the whole package.
You have to you had to do that. Now RAP has changed too, based on our work and the practice concept. So at that time we came up with the idea that the process, a methodology, is actually a composition of a number of individual practices, and so we developed a practice-based approach. RAP can be described as 6 or 7 or 8 practices, and you can deal with these practices individually, but you can also compose them. So that is what we did. We created something we call Essential Unified Process, which is actually a redesign of RAP, our redesign of RAP. Now, then we have generalized the whole idea. So we're not only talking about unified process practices, but we are talking about practices in general, even competing practices. So our vision is that the future of methodology will be that there is some kind of common stuff that we always do when we do software. We call it a kernel. We have such a kernel that we have tried on 50 different methodology. And then there are, on top of this kernel, you can describe any practices. And there are practices coming from, let's say, technical areas like use cases, architecture, iterative development, or there are practices that come from social engineering, and the practices that come from process improvement, and basically every era, business development. So the concept of practice is extremely powerful, and that has been very successful in helping clients to move, that have many different methodologies, to move into control of all these methodologies so they can control them. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is that even if you have, we have also worked a lot with Agile, of course, because the new thing with Agile was social engineering, and basically during the 90s, no methodologies really cared about the social aspects of software development. now Agile has grown, so it's basically everything good about software. So of course all of us care about Agile. And we have done a lot of development in this area that is very, very much based on other people's ideas. Now, the second thing I want to talk about, even if Agile is what we all do, we may not always do it well. For instance, you can do iterative development but without finding good iterations. Long, too short, or you have them in wrong order, and so on. So we need more than Agile. We need what I call be smart. So I have identified the concept we call smart cases. And a smart case is actually a pattern for how to deal in with an aspect of software development given a particular context. So for instance, how do you do architecture? How do you do it smart? How do you do modeling? How do you do project management? How do you do basically teamwork? How do you design your teams? How do you do documentation? So we have smart cases for all these things. Every smart case has a bad way of doing things and a good way of doing things. There may be several bad ways, by the way, and there may be several goods too. So that is one of the areas we have been working, and I have given hundreds of talk in this area, and I truly started this long before IBM, for instance, started to talk about the smart planet. So we have, many people are now talking about the smarter way of doing things, and this is where we stand. You don't only do things, you do it smart, otherwise you won't be successful.
So you have a framework that Essential Unified is, where you can describe practices, and you have things to describe how you should use a practice, smart or dumb.
That's exactly.
And then you have also tools to...
Well, we have a platform for these things, so people can describe our practices, they can compose them, so create a methodology, and you can make the execute these practices. So it's the practice are not just paperware, it actually is something you integrate, for instance, with VSTS. So we have now made these integrations with VSTS, and it means that you can, in a VSTS milieu, environment, you can actually do use cases, iterative development, and you can have a unified process lifecycle, which actually is what many clients are asking for. So that was the second thing. Okay. The third thing, which I've been working on for a year now, is that I am fed up with the fashion industry we have. We look like a fashion industry. We are not really fashion, but we look like a fashion. Nothing wrong with fashion. If you could see my socks, you would see they are pink, they are hot pink. And so I have nothing against it, but it should be where it is not too expensive. And when it comes to software, we cannot afford to be fashion-oriented. So what I'm doing here is I'm trying to create, get a lot of people together and create a platform where we can actually develop a theory, or whatever you like to call it, something common for us, so we know a little about what software development is all about. Today, actually, we have no common knowledge about what is software development. All of us may be able to develop specific software, but we don't know what software development is in general. This means we have very, very hard time to do any kind of education that's meaningful. Today at university, you teach a particular method, extreme programming, Scrum, or something like that. But you don't teach the essence of software development. And we don't do research. Companies have there are thousands of methodologies out there where you never can compare with one another. So that is my third initiative working with, and that requires me to work with a lot of people around the world.
So you are a kind of bridge between the university and the industry, trying to do this thing?
I think this initiative that we call actually software engineering method and theory as an initiative, and I have fantastic colleagues working with me on this, can work as a bridge, or should, if we are successful, we need to work as a bridge between industry, between the developers, the methodologists, and the researchers. And without getting all three of these together, we won't do anything that will be really successful.
Thank you very much, Ivar. I heard that you have very much to do, and we thank you that you have the time to talk with us about this.
Not only a lot to do, I also have a lot of fun.
Thank you.